Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God wants his body to be united. You don't throw away your physical body because you got a mole. You cover it up. Get that little stuff, cover it up on your face. Cover it up. Get yourself some Dr. Scholl's freeze stuff and freeze it all for your body. Why is it when you find somebody in the body of Christ with a deficiency, you want to kill it? No, just cover it up. Love covers a multitude of faults. Cover it up. You run into somebody in the mall smoking a cigarette, don't send them to hell. Cover it up. Mothers who have had children, they'll be in the market and walking down the aisle. Mothers that have had children will see a mother beating their child in the market. You know, it's only us that do that. Everybody else, now you wait till you get home. We're like, we hit them where the sin commit is committed. Right where you commit the sin is where you get judged. Now, the person who never had a child, they're talking about, don't hit that baby like that. But the mother that had a child said, I'll stand here and keep the people from walking down the aisle. You go to handle your business. This aisle's closed. Irv, spill in aisle 9. What do? They cover one another. They take up for one another. Well, that's how it's supposed to be in the body of Christ. You don't, Pastor, see, now there you go again. Galatians 6 tells you, if somebody is overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, restore them. Don't put them down. Restore them. If somebody has been walking with Christ for 15 years and then they come in here and they're pregnant and they're not married, don't throw them out. Bring them down and sit them down front. Sit next to them and wrap your arm around them. Tell them, I'm going to be that baby's godmother or godfather. And I'm, listen, you made a mistake, but the baby's not a mistake. Your act was a mistake. Getting pregnant was a mistake. But only God gives life. That baby, woo! I feel it. Ah, glory. Why? We're one body. How many bodies?
One.
How many?
One.
We ought to look out for one another. We ought to look out for one another. If somebody is overtaken, you spiritual people, restore them. Put them right back where they belong. Tell your neighbor, stop judging people. Don't judge people. Folks come in church, that person just came to Christ. Our women's street ministry, they go out on Sunday, and maybe they'll run into a young lady who's been selling her body all night Saturday. She's dressed like a hoochie. And she's walking down the street, and Marcy grabs her and says, you know, Jesus loves you. And she hears Marcy's voice, and it awakens the compassion of God that's around her. And she says, I want to be saved. And Marcy brings her back to church, and she's still dressed like the hoochie. And then we wrap her up in the mummy clothes. She's going to be offended. Now, I'm not endorsing that type of dress, but here's what should happen. Now, we're going to go into church. Would you like to wear something different? Because we have a room upstairs full of new clothes, and we want to give you a new dress because you're a new person, and you don't have to wear that. And it's how we present the way we want to lift that person. We don't present ourselves as Pharisees. We present ourselves as instruments who've been where you are and don't want you to stay there. if we run into them on the street and they still light up because they don't know any better. We don't tell them they're going to hell. We begin to talk with them about getting closer to Christ. And I want to tell you that getting closer to Christ will burn off all the other stuff. God don't need you to tell people what not to do. When they get a glimpse of Jesus, they'll know what not to do. But if we get out of the way, they can see Jesus. Don't make your living on putting people down. Make your ministry on lifting people up. Hallelujah. That man with the five talents, he went out to hang with people who had five talents or more. And look what happened. He receives a 100% return on his investment. You will never get anywhere in life associating with people that are beneath where you want to be. You can never be a strong Christian hanging around people who are not born again, who don't want your Jesus. I said it before, and it bears repeating, that the nightingale has the most beautiful song of all the birds. But when they're born, they're only born with one note. They learn the rest of their singing by hanging around other nightingales. It's all plagiarism. They steal other people's songs. Well, baby, I'm here to tell you it's all right to steal somebody else's song. If somebody else says, I made it by the blood, you say, I made it by the blood. How'd you get over? Christ in me, the hope of glory. How'd you get over? Christ in me, the hope of glory. This stuff is not yours. It all belongs to God. And God doesn't mind if you quote somebody else. Why you think Hebrews 11 is in there? How you know you're going to make it? Because Abraham made it, because Noah made it, because the Lord helped me here. Woo! Oh, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. So he keeps going down this list. Jesus says he deals with the man that had the five talents. Then he deals with the one that had received the two talents. Then he dealt with the one that had received the one talent. And we saw that the first ones, the five and the two, they received an investment because they had invested what they had. And they used what they had and they received the return. But the one with the one talent was afraid. He buries his and he doesn't get anything. And so when the master comes, he chastises this slothful servant and says, you did not use what I gave you. Now, I understand some of you more studious Christians are going to look at this passage and you're going to say, well, Bishop, he's talking about talents and not gifts. I beg to differ with you. I understand the context, and from a homiletical point of view, Jesus ties this into the end time events. But since the Bible does operate on sometimes something called the law of double reference, we need to not only look at this thing in the literal sense of it being associated with Israel, who just buried their opportunity to be the light of God and the vine on the earth, we can now apply it to spiritual Israel, the church. And the question that one must answer now is, what are you doing with what God gave you? There is a phrase that we recite in law enforcement, and that phrase is, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You will not be able to stand before Almighty God and tell him, I did not know that I was going to be judged for what I do. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul again speaks to this issue, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual people, but I had to speak to you as people that were driven by the flesh, even as babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, because up until now you were not able to bear it, neither now are you able. For this is how I know you're carnal, because there is envy, strife, divisions, that shows you're carnal. The inability to receive direction, fighting against authority, pushing back against leadership, standing your ground and refusing to change even when your season or that particular season for doing things are over, all those things speak of immaturity. That's like continuing to wear your summer clothes in the winter. Sister Lambert and I have conversations about that sometimes. I want to wear my white after Labor Day. She tells me I can't wear white after Labor Day. Who the heck is she to tell me I can't wear white after Labor Day? She would tell me before I couldn't wear stripes and plaids till I got an issue of GQ and showed her stripes and plaids. So she got off that horse. Now I wear my stripes and plaids because I showed her GQ. I said, see there, it's now allowable, because she didn't like that before. She told me if I wore plaid, I had to wear the plain stuff. Come on, all your I'm kind of eclectic. I like to throw stuff together. She would say I look like a crayon box, and she would your stuff gotta match. And I wanted to wear, you know, jazzy, you know, eye popping South Street stuff. And she, if you're wearing blue, these are the colors you wear with blue. And if you see, that's how we look at the body of Christ. We look at the body of Christ as monochromatic. That's why God can't move the way he wants. We think every prophecy has to come from an adult, and every laying on of hands has to come from some dull, old, dry person. But Joel says, I'm pouring out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy, and your old men, are going to get a shot of spiritual Viagra, and they are going to be able to dream dreams again. They are no longer going to be impotent when it relates to the anointing. They're going to be able to infuse people with the power of God. Paul says, you fighting against stuff. Seasons are over. Seasons are over. Time to move on. But there are seasonal changes. And Paul says, when you get into all of this envy and strife and divisions, that proves your immaturity. Somebody comes into your ministry with new ideas. Get out. We ain't changing. You're a baby. All babies need to be changed. Because if you don't, they stink.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.